SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Top of the hour, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 Central. It is Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Thanks for making us a part of your day today. I'm Craig Mish, along with George Kurtz in the house. We got George working today. We got George working tomorrow. 3 straight days of George filling in today. So good to have George along for the ride. Of course, we're following everything happening in the NFL. And George, in addition to our headlines, also wondering whether or not Jim Harbaugh is going to leave the University of Michigan after finally beating Ohio State all these years, and potentially again, potentially joining. Is it done to the Minnesota Vikings? Is that it? Is it done?
No, I was just kidding. I say he's done. He fulfilled his goal. Beat Ohio State. I'm done. I'm leaving.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know it was done. I mean, I didn't get the breaking news here in my ear. But yeah, that's like it's very surprising because he was not a name that was brought up at the beginning of this hiring cycle. And to think that maybe the Vikings have sort of lured him out, I just wonder what's at stake here, because he basically could go to Michigan with a blank check at this point and say, give me what I want, no?
I'm guessing money is not the issue here, that maybe he just wants to get back in the NFL. He was a successful NFL coach. Do I think he could do some damage? Yeah, I do. I think he'd do well here. Isn't today National Signing Day in college? Am I right about that? Mm-hmm. So it's National Signing Day, yet he's meeting with the Vikings today. Does that raise any red flags to you? It does to me. It makes me think that, okay, he's going to Minnesota. Or he thinks he's going to Minnesota. It's the first thing I thought of today. If today's National Signing Day and he's going to Minnesota to interview with them, he's going. That's where he wants to be. So, well, once again, it's connecting dots here, but I got to believe we're going to hear at some point today or tomorrow that Harbaugh is their next head coach, unless things fall apart. He wants more money than they're willing to pay. But we know the Vikings, they're sort of starting from scratch, right? They got a new GM there. They want a new coach. Zimmer's gone. I think they're hoping, everyone is hoping in that division, that Aaron Rodgers is gone. Because if Aaron Rodgers is gone, Minnesota's the team to beat in my mind.
Could be. Bears have a pretty good quarterback, too. We'll see if they can get it turned around. Let's get to our headlines here on the show. Top of the hour, we got the 8-game slate tonight in the NBA. We're going to have a preview in DFS coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Hornets-Celtics is the headliner game. 2 teams in the top 25 playing against each other in the Big Ten, Wisconsin and Illinois. Will Zalatoris, who had that great run last year, out of Pebble Beach this week with COVID, unfortunately. Major League Baseball and the Players Association met yesterday for about 90 minutes. Doesn't look like much progress was made. It feels like we could put that on a graphic today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, next week. Just get it done. We don't care. Don't want to talk about it anymore. Just get this thing done. Let's get spring training started. Unfortunately, we have not gotten there yet. And optimism waning for me. But I'm going to continue to believe that before, like we said yesterday, before next Sunday, before the Super Bowl, some real progress is made and we have a real spring training, but we'll see. The other piece of news today, besides this Brian Flores lawsuit, which is just incredible, we'll be talking about it for days, is George. Punxsutawney Phil today on Groundhog Day came out and unfortunately did see his shadow. So 6 more weeks of winter, not for me, for you and everybody else living in the Northeast. I'm so sorry, George, to break it to you. You're going to have to deal with it. More winter weather. As we welcome in our radio audience here on Sports Grid, Craig Mish, George Kurtz, Fantasy Sports Today. Punxsutawney Phil, George, it is Groundhog Day. One of the better movies from Bill Murray. Maybe my favorite Bill Murray, honestly, movie of all time, or close to it. Can you deal with 6 more weeks of winter?
I'm probably going Ghostbusters for my favorite Bill Murray movie, but I think Groundhog Day would be second, and I do like Groundhog Day. I got them both on DVD. Could put them off here right now. Listen, the fact that I have to now deal with an extra couple of weeks of winter because of this stupid groundhog is annoying as it is. All right. A rodent determines how much winter I'm going to – how much I'm going to freeze up here, how much more snow.
Is a groundhog a rodent? Is it considered a rodent?
Yeah. I don't know. It looks like a rodent. All right. So whatever. It's just that I'm not happy with this creature. You want to call it a creature? Can I call it a creature? You know, this creature, this four-legged furry creature, which granted is kind of cute in some ways. I hope it bit the handler too. Really? You give me an extra couple of weeks? Does this thing ever not see a shadow, by the way? Because this is like every year we get two extra weeks.
That's not true. That's not true.
Every year. So what do you care?
Look it up. Look at past results.
What's the temperature down there, Craig? You want to tell me what the temperature is?
Sure. Let me take a look. 71. Sunny.
You know, 71.
71 and sunny.
We might have sun here. No, it's not even sunny here. It's cloudy. It's cloudy out. I think it's going to rain later today or tomorrow, too, and it's like 30, right up freezing. Hey, I'm not getting snowed in this weekend. I guess I can't complain. But I will anyway.
Yeah, well, of course you will. You could do more of that in the Sports Grid 60 coming up. Okay, so we spent zero time on the Washington Commanders. Zero. So here's your minute. Go ahead. I'm fine with it. Looks cool. Name seems okay. What am I missing?
I'm okay with it, but come on. It's Washington. It's Daniel Snyder, who is probably the most hated owner in the NFL right up until Stephen Ross now. This is going to be commies. It's the Washington Commies. I'm sorry. We're going to short at the Commies. This is happening already here, right? I don't know. It's better than what they had. It's probably better than the Washington football team. I don't mind
it
Commanders. It's better. Watch the Commandos. We're going to end up going with that, too. Are they going to run around with that underwear? That sort of thing. They're going to go in Commando. I don't know. It's all right. I don't think the uniform changed, by the way. Why do you need to change the uniform? I thought the old colors were good, solid here. It's all about money. It doesn't matter.
All right. We need to give George a break. We'll talk some NBA next on Fantasy Sports Today. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Today here on Sports Grid. Twins outfielder Byron Buxton will join us in about 10 minutes from now, so stay on the grid for that. But first, let's take a look at the NBA slate tonight in terms of DFS, and Brett Levy usually joins us here to talk about that and set his lineup, so make sure you get out your app on FanDuel and get your lineups ready, because we're going to help you out tonight with some options. And before we get to tonight's games, Brett, good call by you yesterday. Don't fade the Suns. That proved to be a good move. They win yet again and look pretty solid, I thought, last night against the Brooklyn Nets. Some extra performances for some good players, too, in that game as well. So welcome back and good call yesterday.
Yes, Suns game was exciting, Craig. Carl Anthony Towns has a huge game for the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, plays very well. I'm sure helped a lot of people out in DFS there where maybe going against Nikola Jokic in that matchup. And then, Craig, we saw a big night from Giannis Antetokounmpo as well. So, yeah, definitely The stars came out last night, performed. A lot of the heavy hitters did a lot of the heavy lifting. So that's always good to see. And hopefully we have another good night of basketball tonight, some good games. Knicks-Grizzlies should be some fun, Craig. RJ Barrett and Ja Morant, back-to-back picks there in that NBA draft. Then you've got the game that you briefly mentioned last segment, Hornets and Celtics should be a lot of fun, Craig. Fast-paced game there. So a good, fun basketball slate tonight and some good games in college as well. So you could definitely get your basketball fit in on a good Wednesday night in February.
Yeah, and look, and in a week from Sunday, we have the Super Bowl. And outside of hockey, the NBA and college basketball is all we got unless baseball gets their act together. So please, ladies and gentlemen, get your act together over there in baseball. All right, let's take a look at tonight's lineup here that Brett is going to send in tonight, and then we'll ask him why he's choosing some of these players. We'll start off with our FanDuel lineup tonight with Kevin Porter Jr. That's the top option for Brett tonight at point guard, along with, of course, Russell Westbrook from the Los Angeles Lakers. I think it's pretty obvious why Westbrook is in there for Brett, because of no LeBron James, but we'll get that. We can't do a show here without having Josh Giddey in a lineup. I've learned that over the last few weeks for sure. And then Jalen Suggs is another option for you. So, Brett, take me through the pricing here while you're choosing some of these players. And am I right by saying that the reason why you would use Westbrook tonight is just point blank, no LeBron, who's going to score, rebound, assist? Like a triple-double would seem to be minus 120 for Westbrook tonight.
Yeah, it's actually crazy how many injuries there are on both sides in this Lakers Trailblazers game. At this exact moment in time, Craig, Anthony Simons, the starting point guard for Portland, is a game time decision. Anthony Davis, the starting power forward center for the Lakers, is questionable as well. So Russell Westbrook, really strong play with all the information I have at like 1 p.m. I think he's got to be locked in. He's going to have all the scoring and rebounding and assist opportunities he wants. Kevin Porter Jr. going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're unsure about Darius Garland's status on Cleveland, so it could be a soft matchup there. Although it could be a more difficult matchup if Rajon Rondo ends up being the main guy guarding him. So Kevin Porter Jr., maybe a little more risky, but I kind of like the revenge matchup narratives, Craig. I think it's like fun, even if it doesn't really mean much. It's just kind of fun to put your hat on something and be like, maybe this guy's a little extra motivated tonight to take off the team that drafted him and gave up on him so early in his career. Looked pretty good for the Rockets, although has still had some up and down moments. Had that locker room fight earlier in the year for Kevin Porter. Josh Giddey, with no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Craig, until he gets up to like $7,000, you're pretty much just going to have to play him. Again, like Westbrook, he's a triple-double guy, rebounds really well for his position, great passing ability. His trouble, again, also like Westbrook, kind of funny, is shooting. And, you know, they're hoping they can develop his jump shooting, but finish at the rim, long, lengthy player, you know, really gifted young rookie. And then Jalen Suggs has had more shot opportunities come his way over the last month here for the Magic since he's been back from injury. And look, Magic, just not much I want to pick there. It's pretty much Franz Wagner. It's been Cole Anthony. It's been Jalen Suggs. But Suggs tonight going up against the Pacers, I feel like, is a good matchup. He'll be more athletic than the guys guarding him.
All right, fair enough. So Porter, Westbrook, Giddey, and Suggs will be our little guys, point guard, not the little, but smaller than the big guys, point guard and shooting guard. Let's go over to take a look at the bigs. We've got RJ Barrett at the Knicks. He is on FanDuel tonight at 6,500. Miles Bridges is priced at 7,900. So that's the highest priced player in Brett's lineup outside of Westbrook tonight. We have Marquese Chris at 5,000. Wendell Carter at 6,700. And then we'll place Jarrett Allen in the center position tonight at 7,600. So hopefully we'll get that competitive game, as you mentioned, between the Knicks and Memphis Grizzlies. I think I saw the line being 4 earlier today. Let's go through Barrett and some of the other choices.
Well, RJ Barrett is going to need to carry the scoring load if the Knicks are going to be competitive tonight. Ja Morant on the other side, Desmond Bane on the other side, Jaren Jackson Jr. on the other side. So the Knicks are going to need their top players to perform tonight. So look, I think RJ Barrett will play up to the competition. I think there's probably a little bit of your chip on your shoulder, Craig. He probably thinks he should have been the second overall pick. Ja Morant goes number 2. Maybe a little added motivation for RJ Barrett tonight as well. Miles Bridges, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown are all going to be on the court tonight in that Celtics-Hornets game, Craig. So I definitely wanted to make sure I got one of them in my lineup. I think this game's going to be high scoring. So I wanted to make sure I had someone, one of the big heavy hitters from this game. Miles Bridges being the cheapest option is the one I went with. Also, because I'm a big Miles Bridges guy, Craig, I worked with him his rookie year. He should just be an all-star this year. He's been unbelievable. So Miles Bridges to the all-star game, also stamping my flag there as well. And then Marquese Chris for the Mavs, been a little bit up and down this year, but we're unsure what Porzingis is going to do tonight. So he's in my lineup for now, may have to take him out later. But I always try and maximize the budget here for this segment. So Marquese Chris was my absolute last dollar. I have $6,000 left. Let me use it and fill up my roster here. Wendell Carter for the Magic. take on the Pacers tonight, as previously mentioned. No Miles Turner, no Domantas Sabonis. So easy front court matchup. These are the second tier guys for the Pacers. Starters for the Magic. And Jared Allen's been really good this year, Craig. Same kind of logic. Him and Christian Wood probably going to be going back and forth all night at each other, looking to outscore, out-rebound each other. And, you know, Jared Allen, a few $100 cheaper here. Christian Wood was in the 8,000. So I went with the cheaper option for a few positions, but targeting some good matchups here and some competitive games.
All right, Brett. Well, thanks again for popping in. Appreciate it. We'll check back with you for some fantasy reality in a few minutes, no doubt. All right, coming up next here on our show, we're going to bring in the center fielder for the Minnesota Twins, Byron Buxton. Of course, Buxton last season in the month of April was the very best player in all of Major League Baseball. And it looked like he was going to be on his way, honestly, to being in the MVP conversation. But unfortunately for Buxton, which has happened previously with him too, suffers a couple of injuries, which sort of derailed his 2021 season. And then in the offseason, he had to make the decision a few months ago. Do I stay with the Minnesota Twins as they're offering me this long-term extension, or do I play out my final season with Minnesota and then head to free agency? So I am going to ask Byron coming up next at the decision that he made to stay with the Minnesota Twins. Also ask about Alex Kirilloff and everything else going on in the world. Coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Byron Buxton.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With our guy, Byron Buxton from the Minnesota Twins. And this could be a fun conversation. Looking forward to doing it. Buck, congratulations on your new deal. Congratulations on everything, except your Buccaneers going down in the playoffs. Sorry that I got to start that way, but you know I had to do it. I know how much of a Buccaneers fan you are. And then on top of it, I got to ask you about Tom Brady retiring too. My goodness.
It's all good. Appreciate that, though, but he had one heck of a career, and to be able to play that many years and sustain himself to that long, is that's a blessing by itself. So, it's more of a congratulations to him on, giving us opportunity to become one play. So, congrats to him, and hope he enjoy retirement. But the Bucks will bounce back.
Yeah, well, we got to get you a new quarterback. I mean, that's the first thing we got to do here, figure out who the quarterback is going to be. And I don't think that people realize that you were an elite quarterback in high school in Georgia. When did you inevitably make the decision to say, I'm going to pivot over to baseball?
I always knew I wanted to play baseball, but football was kind of aftermath. Didn't really like football, but at the time, I knew I didn't basketball. We was pretty good, so we ran over into baseball. So my dad was like, if you're not going to play football, then you got to get a job. So I didn't want to get a job. So that's mainly how it started.
All right. Let's get into a little bit about your family. I know how much they mean to you. I think I saw you posting some videos. Maybe one of your son is playing basketball these days. What have they been up to this offseason?
Not too much. Yeah, my little man's playing basketball on my dad's team. He's actually coaching, so he's having fun, being able to enjoy a little bit of time at home. But other than that, it's homeschool and me working out and kind of just hanging around the house.
Yeah, I know it's kind of been slow for all of us. We're waiting for, everything to kick back in here and the lockout to end. But before it did, Buck, congratulations. Now, I didn't get a lunch invite. I didn't get a dinner invite from you, but I did see the news, man. Congratulations and all the hard work for all of the years that you've been putting in baseball. Certainly you were rewarded with a long-term extension with the Minnesotans. Inevitably, you're the one that had to make that decision, though, to stay in Minneapolis. Why did you choose to stay?
No, just Minneapolis been where I started. I knew once I got drafted, a big goal of mine was to obviously play a long time, but stay with one team my whole career. And, you know, throughout my injuries, loyalty was a big thing for me and my family. And, you know, the Twins stuck beside me to get me healthy day in and day out. And for us, it's for my family as well. And, you know, that's where they feel safe and where I feel safe. So it was kind of one of those things where it was what was right for us as a family.
All right, let's continue on here. We got Byron Buxton with us. We're talking, of course, about the offseason and everything going on with him and his life too. You know, Buck, I think you mentioned something interesting there, that there was some loyalty there with some of those, you know, injuries that you had in the past. I think that anybody who watches the game knows that when you're on the field, you're, you know, the best player on the field, you know, maybe in all of Major League Baseball. I think a lot of people feel that way. I know I do as well. We cover a lot of fantasy baseball here. I mean, is there anything to be said for that? Luck? You know, playing hard? I mean, you're always playing at 110 miles an hour in center field. Is there anything different than can be changed? Because, you know, simply put, you know, I'd rather you go at 80% than I got you on my fantasy team the whole entire season than you go at 110% diving, making the best catch of the year, and then something happens. But you know that it's a topic of conversation for a lot of people.
It is. It's more about how I was grew up, you know. We didn't have the indoor batting cages to go to all the time, or the hitting instructors to just go down the road and work with. You know, we cared a lot most of the time in my papa's field, and that's where my dad had thrown me BP. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you grow up and hard work and going about it the right way, and that's playing 100% of the time. That's the way we grew up here. And being a small town, you know, that's how we all play down here. Small towns, it's hard to get seen. So the only way to get seen is for you to go out and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do to get seen. So, you know, that's just something that, you know, I was kind of brought up to, and it just sticks with me.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, last year in May, if we go back and we look at it, Buck, I mean, you were playing the best baseball of your career, and you were the best player in baseball at that time before you got hurt there. And so, you know, I'm guessing that going into this season, when you look at it, I mean, provided that you just play, you know, a full season of 150, I mean, hopefully we all get to see 162 games, but let's just call it 162 games. I heard conversations the media used to ask you about winning MVP and winning awards. And I mean, I don't know how important that is to you, but it certainly seems to be in the conversation.
For sure. It's definitely, you know, biggest goal for me though, you know, now that Minnesota and didn't accomplish it my first go around is bringing up Minnesota, you know, whatever takes or whatever it needs to be done, that's what I want to happen. It's been a long coming for Minnesota, and you know, it's time is coming. We got a good group of guys coming up, and got a good spot already. Just gotta go out, put it together, and keep playing together, and have that chemistry, and everything will fall in place.
All right, let me ask you about one guy on the team this coming season. Alex Kirilloff is someone that's very popular. We've been talking about him a lot here on the show. You got a chance to see him play up close and personal. What did he bring to the game?
He don't talk very much, that's for one. But as far as an athlete, he's everything you want. You know, he goes up there, you quality at bats, hits the bar nine at a time. I mean, when he first got called up, you know, he didn't have any luck. He was squaring the ball up, but it was right at the line. He kind of got some heat for it, but it was, you know, him and himself digging out of that hole to figure out within himself, you know, that he was a good player and he made that his mind up that he knew he belonged. He kind of turned that page to you know, everyday player needs to be an up. And he's somebody that we need his back. You know, he, being young as he is, you wouldn't think his plate appearance or his work ethic should be where it's at, but he's one heck of a worker in the cage and one heck of a ball player. And he goes out there and he's like me. You know, he goes one way about it, and that's the only way he knows.
Okay, so let's go back here a little bit to sort of, you know, the things that you've been trying to do to get ready for the season. I know this is a difficult time for everyone, myself included. I mean, I would love Buck to be sitting here and talking about you every single day, but, you know, mostly we're talking so much about football because we're just waiting for this lockout to end. How have you been keeping busy, working out mentally, physically, getting prepared?
That's about it. You know, I got the family here to really enjoy, you know, but I'm just working out, go to my high school and throw whatever I got to do with the high school team and, you know, hang out with family. That's the biggest thing for me is just me and my family being able to spend this time together because they know and I know once the season starts, the time gets cut short due to baseball. So for me, I know my boys' growth during that time. So just me being able to see what they're doing and watch them every day is it's the best part for me this offseason.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. There's nothing like it, man. Being a father, and certainly, you know, we see you, you know, all the time talking about it and how important it is to you. Ultimate respect for you, Buck, with that. No question about it. The way that you and your family and watching your family grow through the years has been great. Okay, so, you know, in a week, you got the Super Bowl. And I know one of your sons was rooting for the Chiefs. They're out. We got the Rams. We got the Bengals playing in the Super Bowl next Sunday. I got to get your opinion on this game. I know you're going to get asked about it. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I got the Eagles. I really like how they played against the Chiefs. And Joe Burrow. You know, you can never count him out, especially with the squad they got. They're not sneaky anymore. He kind of put them on top and their notice. So I'm anxious to see what they got, but I'm going to Bengals.
All right. Well, listen, Buck, we're all going to be drafting you in fantasy baseball this season. So I wish you a healthy season. I wish you a great season. And as always, you know, best to you and your family. Okay.
All right. Appreciate that. I'll be ready.
All right. Thank you, Buck. Byron Buxton here with us on Sports Grid, and appreciate Buck joining us here for a few minutes on the show. All right. We got to take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. We still got plenty more to come, so make sure you stay on the grid as fantasy baseball season gets closer and closer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, clips of our hosts talking, picking games against the spread. All of our Super Bowl coverage will be posted there as well. So make sure you're following us there at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Thanks again to Byron Buxton, by the way, for coming on the show. Really appreciate that. George, a quick update here. The Buffalo Bills, after promoting Ken Dorsey yesterday, the former quarterback of the University of Miami, to offensive coordinator from quarterbacks coach Joe Brady, the former offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, is taking the gig as quarterbacks coach with the Buffalo Bills. Why do I think Brady would end up as an offensive coordinator or maybe even a head coach in college football? Or maybe even he interviewed for pro football head coaching gigs last year. So, I mean, it's seemingly a great get for the Bills, no?
I agree with you. I agree on both points, by the way. I thought he would end up at least as an OC, right, offensive coordinator. I did not think he'd go down to quarterbacks coach, which, by the way, isn't a huge drop. He can still get a head coaching job next year from quarterbacks coach. Like, oh, I got to go to OC first, then head coach. I just thought he'd end up being someone's offensive coordinator. the jaws may not have been open. Maybe he wants to look good in Buffalo. They're going to score a bunch of points. Yeah. You got Josh Allen. So, once again, could just be that as well. He'll be fine in the end here. But if you would have asked me, you know, a half hour ago, I would not have thought he's going to Buffalo.
Yep, me either. I also would not have thought we'd had such great questions for fantasy or reality, and here we are. So let's turn it over to Brett Levy.
All right, guys. So starting off today, we're going over to the Miami Dolphins because this Brian Flores story, obviously the biggest story of the day. So, George, from the Dolphins' perspective is where we're looking at this question. So we'll start with you for this one. The Miami Dolphins will forfeit 2022 NFL draft picks as a result of this lawsuit. George, is this a fantasy or reality?
I'll tell you, if half these allegations end up being true, draft picks will be the least of their worries for the Miami Dolphins here. Apparently, once again, you go through Twitter, the lawyers, I don't know what else they're going to say here, but the lawyers for Flores say they have proof. They have proof that this happened here, that once again, here that Flores has offered money to lose games on purpose. Boy, if that's true. Yeah, draft picks are the least of their problems here. My only thing is this. The draft is two and a half months away here. Will the NFL conduct their investigation that quick? You know, will all this really play out that quick? I might be worried more about 2023 draft picks here. That's the only thing I can think of here. I think Miami's going to have problems. I do. And now Hugh Jackson, by the way, is coming out. And Craig said earlier that he's got proof as well that Cleveland did this. Oh, boy. This is going to be a big problem for the NFL. And let's remember, this is a class action suit. So Flores is looking for as many people as possible to join here. Is this prevalent throughout the NFL? Right now we got two teams. Are we going to see four, five, six more? We go, oh, yeah, no. And they did this is common practice. This is a nightmare for the NFL. An absolute nightmare for so many reasons. You know, we're sports group. We're a gambling network here. Obviously, this affects us because you're tanking games. You're throwing games. That's what's going on here. You're not tanking anymore. You're throwing games. Tanking and throwing are completely different. Tanking is okay. We're going to try to lose. Throwing is we're losing. All right, we're not even trying. We're losing here. So this is not a good look for the NFL at all. This could be a major, major scandal if anywhere near what Flores was saying can be proven to be true here. I'm dying to see what this smoking gun is. Maybe it's not what they say it is. What I said, what's the lawyer going to say? No, I have no evidence. Nothing. Just conjecture. You know, so I'm kind of curious here. I'm going to say no to your question for 22. I just don't think it'll be done by then. You know, I think it's more of a 23 problem. But yeah, it also wouldn't shock me if the NFL goes, you know what, we need to make an example. You know, we got to, even though we're not done with our investigation, which is all going to be BS anyway, you know, outside firm will do it. I just don't think it'll be done by the end of time the NFL draft is. You know, by the time they get this started, which won't be until after the Super Bowl anyway. So I'm going to say no for 22, that it's a fantasy. But for 23 is when they'll lose draft picks.
Yeah, and look, obviously we're guessing a lot of this is conjecture based on, you know, 24 hours of a lawsuit being out. And the last point that you made, George, is the most interesting one, because I think that the NFL, if they do find anything in the next month or two that has validity to this, they're going to have to step in. The other part that makes this difficult to take away picks for 2023 is, who knows if this is all true, George, who's the owner? Who's the GM? Who's walking into this horrible situation where the Dolphins are losing draft picks? Yeah, it's just another wrinkle in this whole thing. I'm going to say reality. I think that in the end, it's probably not as bad as we think, but it's worse than we think too. Somewhere in the middle, I think, is probably where George and I are both going with this. So, I do think that picks are definitely in play here. Meeting with Tom Brady, if that is proven to be true. Also, I think that is also a part of this whole dynamic that really hasn't been explored, the tampering aspect of it. You know, the owner of the Dolphins, if even some of these things are true, just paints him in a horrible light, obviously. And, you know, the fact that this is the same owner that held Bill Parcells in the highest regard and basically allowed him to run the show and everything and has got to this level without Parcells there is so bizarre to me. So I'm going to say reality. I say the Dolphins probably end up losing picks over this. And I don't think the NFL is going to wait a year because by that time, the situation could be completely different in Miami. So I'll say reality. They lose a pick, 2022.
All right. Well, normally when we talk about the Manning brothers, it's about quarterback play or who's the best quarterback in the family. But today, we're focusing on who's the funniest. So, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. Eli Manning is funnier than Peyton Manning. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Now, Eli Manning has really, over the last 6 months or so, become a really likable and funny guy. You know, I'm watching videos of him going around town with Bill Murray. Of course, the Manning cast. Yesterday, he posts on Twitter thanking Tom Brady for everything and then throws in that dig right at the end. Thanks for sharing those Super Bowl titles with me. So I gotta say, it is stunning to me to see this rise in terms of character for Eli Manning. But I'm gonna say fantasy. Peyton Manning was on Saturday Night Live the other night. He was hysterically funny. I still think the experience of Peyton Manning doing all of these commercials for Nationwide and all the other, the chicken parm, like, he is fantastic. He's been great. But Eli Manning is catching up here, George. I gotta say, he is getting to the point where this could be a real conversation in a couple of years. But Peyton Manning, I still gotta say, is the funnier of the Manning brothers here at this point. But Eli is doing a great job.
I think there may not be a quarterback who's changed his image more than Eli Manning, right? Because he was kind of dull. You know, the New York year at the media, just talking in cliches. People always make fun of the faces he always making while playing here. But he is a funny guy. He is a funny guy. You mentioned the dig he threw yesterday at Tom Brady at the end there, which is funny. You know, and on the Manning cast, yeah, he's funny. Him and Peyton going back at each other is funny. Do I think he's funnier than Peyton? No, I don't. I think Peyton is, I know some of it's scripted. The commercials he's done, those, I think it was for whatever the airplane commercials he was doing there were funny. The ESPN's ones he's done with Eli, for that matter, were funny. I love that one commercial was for the United Way with Peyton Manning. I think it was on Saturday Night Live where he's throwing the football, playing football with the kids, and he's just drilling the kids. It's funny stuff. He comes natural at that. I did see the SNL Live thing where you talk about the TV show review or movie review, and everything came back to the movie. I don't even know. Emily? Was it Emily something or other?
Yeah.
That. But that was funny. Yes, I enjoyed that. You know, so he's not afraid of poking fun at himself. He's not afraid of just having a good time here. So I'm going to think this is fantasy as well. But Eli, as you said, he is catching up. I don't know if he'll ever surpass Peyton, but he is catching it when those two are fun. I like the Manning cast. I didn't watch it all the time, guys, because, you know, if there was a good game, I wanted to watch the game. You know, you get a bigger screen, see more of the game. I want to talk about the game. But if it was a game where, like, whenever the Chicago Bears were on Monday Night Football, give me the Manning cast, guys. I need something. And they were funny. They were entertaining. I probably liked them more than some of the guests they had on. But fantasy, though. Eli's good, but not as good as Brother Peyton.
All right. Well, our last question of the day, and Craig, I apologize if I'm missing something here. You can fill in the blanks. But I believe David Beckham was being interviewed, and he mentioned that his wife, Victoria Beckham, I believe she's a former Spice Girl, eats the same meal every day for the last 25 years. So we're not going to ask, George, if you had pizza every day for 25 years. But, George, you have eaten the same meal every day for at least 1 week. 1 week of eating the same meal every day. George, is this a fantasy or reality?
You know, I think I was talking off air earlier about how I, a lot of the shows I make fun of my wife or my kids or myself. Everyone's a fair game here. My wife will love to hear this. I am a pain in the neck when it comes to food. My wife is an excellent cook. My wife's Filipino, so she makes a lot of Filipino dishes. I'm a pain in the neck, though. I pretty much like the same things. You know, your Italian food, your steak, your burgers, chicken. I'm not going to try anything new. I'm just not. I'm stuck in my ways here, and I'm not afraid to admit it. And if she was behind me, she'd be nodding her head, yeah, because she hates it that I won't try new things here. So it doesn't bother me to eat the same things over and over again. But a week straight, I don't know if I could say I've done it for a week. I've definitely done 4 or 5 days easy. So maybe I have done a week at some point. My wife went to the Philippines once back when we were first married. She was so worried about me. She must have left lasagna or something else in the fridge. So there might have been a chance that I did eat it for there because she was gone for like 3 weeks. So there might have been a chance I did eat the same meal for a week straight there. I've definitely come close, but I can't tell you for sure a week straight here. So I'm going to say this is probably fantasy, but it's really, really close. I've definitely done at least 5 days.
25 years, though, for Victoria Beckham. I mean,
that's
think
nuts.
About that.
What is a meal?
Did they say, Brett, the meal in there? I don't even know if I looked carefully at that. Yeah. I don't know. It was. I don't think it was pizza there, George. So, yeah, this is fantasy for me because I don't think that I could get this far without being sick of whatever that is. Now, will I have the same, breakfast? I mean, does that count if I have, like, just the same
That's a meal.
Fruit or cereal a week in a row? 7 days in a row? I'm going to say fantasy. I mean, I don't know. I do like a little variety, changing it up. I can't just have the same thing every single day. Now, it would be a different question if you said if you had to eat something every single day for lunch or dinner, I'd think pizza or, like you said, Italian food. I am in the same way, like the same sort of things. But that does feel like a bit much, 7 straight days in a row. Like, I'll go to the local supermarket here, Publix, and I'll get a wrap or a sub, but it won't be the same one every day for lunch. Like, I'll definitely change it up in some way. So I'm going to have to say fantasy, too. I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah, like I said, I've definitely come close. I know I've come close. I'm definitely different than you. By the way, breakfast is a meal. So if you've had the same, I don't care if it's an orange, and you've had the same meal for 7 days in a row, and that answers the question, right? Breakfast is definitely a meal. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. So maybe you have. I've come close. But I don't think I've done 7. I don't think I've done seven. Listen, I can eat chicken every day, but I would change it around. You know, one day it'd be chicken with gravy, different kind of brown chicken. Gravy, then red gravy. And I don't think that really counts either because it's slightly
different.
Doesn't count.
By the way, grilled fish and steamed vegetables is the meal that Victoria Beckham has eaten for 25 years in a row every day. Be right back to wrap it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The road to becoming the NHL's all-time leading scorer for Alexander Ovechkin hits a little bit of a speed bump. He'll be out tonight as the Washington Capitals take on the Edmonton Oilers, placed on the COVID protocols list. So no Ovechkin tonight for Washington. If you're betting anything in the NHL, make sure that you adjust accordingly. Let's turn it over to George. He's got today's Sports Grid 60.
First off, Craig mentioned hockey. I'm touched. I'm just so touched here. A hockey little note there. For me, so we'll go back to the Brian Flores situation. I don't know how the NFL is going to fix this, by the way, as far as more minority coaches being hired. You got billionaire white owners. All right, they own the team. They're going to hire who they want to hire. I don't know how you can fix this. They can always come up with the excuse, well, I just like that guy better. I thought this guy was going to be better for the team. I don't know how you're going to fix it. I just don't. I don't know how the NFL can go about this. So it's like, good luck to them. Me personally, yeah, I think you should hire the best guy. I don't care if the guy is a Martian. I want the best guy. I'm a competitive guy. I like to think that I want to win more than make money. But I also think a lot of these owners, it's all about making money. That's all they care about. Winning is secondary here. So good luck in trying to fix this problem.
Yeah, this is one I want to touch on, too, because of the Miami Dolphins situation. I mean, think about the Dolphins at this point. They passed on Lamar Jackson. They passed on Justin Herbert, and now it looks like they may have passed on the opportunity to get Tom Brady. And very specifically, it looks like Brian Flores refused to engage in a situation that could have landed them Tom Brady. So how do you think the Dolphins fans are feeling today? Amongst everything else that you're hearing, if Brian Flores, hypothetically, gets on that yacht and mingles it up a little with Tom Brady, what could be? Tom Brady, maybe never a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, plays on the Dolphins. Maybe leading them to a Super Bowl. Oof. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thanks to Ryan, by the way, for doing a great job with our Byron Buxton interview as well. Thank you to Danny on our graphics, of course, everyone at LTN. For Brett Levy and George Kurtz, I'm Craig Mish. Hope you have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow.